Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm okay with this one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And this one's a little sexy. I like this one.
Okay. Come on, man.
Yeah. Now, who's this?
It's Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
They put him on the map.
Tennessee whiskey?
Yeah. Crazy voice.
Yeah.
That's a good voice. That is a good voice.
Yeah. The C330 country, as long as you play the good stuff, I'm good with it.
Stay out of the 90s.
Yes.
Stay out of the 90s.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's 3:30 now. It's not Friday, but it is a long weekend for some of us. So we are joined now by the world's most accurate forecaster.
You know he's going to come on.
Tornado Shapiro. There he is.
Hey, fella, happy Thanksgiving. Stick that bird in. Now pull it out and shake it all about. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Tonight, it's always been kind of like old home week for us. You know, all the weather gals and guys meet up for a drink the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving over at the DuPont Inn. Big travel day for our crew. You get a lot of catching. You got to catch that jet stream and coming into town from all over the country. Usually, of course, myself, Tornado Shapiro. We got Hurricane Schwantz, Titty Twister, Tom Lemaine, Typhoon Mary, Gorilla Monsoon, Dina Blizzard, Amy Freeze, and Kurt Flood. Ike's usually back in Cincinnati with his high school buddies.
I don't think they're all alive, and I don't think Kurt Flood was a weather person.
Yeah, well, when do you get some water in your basement?
Okay.
But it's always a lot of fun, Spike. We share old weather war stories and powder up the shuffleboard, and the drinks are flying. Last year, Teddy Twister tried to show Amy Freeze his Doppler. We had to put him in a cold plunge until his thermometer went down. But I'm looking forward to barometric Bonnie coming in from Baltimore, no pressure, and Windy Wendy from WGN-TV Chicago. I'll tell you, last year she looked so good, I wanted to drive her to Chicago. Come on. she brings her own pie and three more from the store. Hello?
Okay.
Follow me tonight, 60 degrees with showers, cooler tomorrow for your neighborhood turkey bowl. It's always great. I look forward to coming home for Thanksgiving. You know, one year we got invited out to Wee Willie Weber's house. His wife puts out a nice spread. Wee Willie decided to recreate the original Thanksgiving dinner at his place in Plymouth, White Marsh. So it's me, Ike, Chief Halftown, Kid Chris, Captain Noah, Sarge Matthews, Cousin Ed. Chief Halftown has... He already had reservations, but he came anyway.
Oh,
remember,
God.
The original Thanksgiving feast went on for more than 3 days, but Wee Willie kicked us out after 2 days. Yeah, Sarge woke up on day two with a turkey baster in his hand and gravy all over the bed. Friday, mostly sunny with wind southerly but fragrant, low down to 30 degrees. It's getting chilly. You know, most of my family is scattered all over the country, so I usually have an old radio TV personality take me in every Thanksgiving. The Greaseman's wife she's always up for throwing me some legs. But
all right, that's enough. Too much information.
Turkey legs.
Oh, okay, legs. Right.
We give out turkeys every year on the holiday. I remember 1 year it was me and Mike Jerick from Fox 29 and Stan Hockman. We were giving out free turkeys up in Croydon with a gal from Shadow Traffic named Jerris Genie. She had a gaper delay. Let's just say that turkeys weren't the only thing she was giving. Come on! A lot of fellas got in line twice.
All yeah. right, okay.
Nothing like a turkey dinner among friends. Spike, you're with me, right? Don't you agree that it's pretty much acceptable to unbuckle your pants after Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, sure, you're full.
Well, try telling that to the waiter over at Applebee's. What a buzzkill he was. Cooler overall most of the weekend. By the way, Friday we've got the Eagles at 3 p.m., the Flyers, Islanders, 4 p.m., Sixers in Milwaukee at 8 p.m. That's a triple header. Do you ever have three in one night, Spike?
Finish the forecast. No.
Friday, mostly sunny and chilly, 45 degrees at kickoff. Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, all in action. Hey, fellas, take it from a guy who's hit a few trifectas. Pace yourself on Friday. Don't forget to grab that wishbone on Thursday. Squeeze it hard. 50-50 chance of two of those three teams can win. Put a dime on it. You heard it here first. Box it if you want. Happy Thanksgiving from Tornado Shapiro. Now you can hit that outro music, please.
No, yeah. Now he's giving betting advice.
Giving betting advice,
yeah. Put a dime on it.
Is he getting sponsored?
Yeah, well, you never know.
Wait,
yeah.
That was, it sounded like horse racing, though.
It did.
Trifectas and
yeah,
bosses.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Tornado's really a betting guy.
No, I don't think so. I think some of his stories might be lies, too. I don't know.
I believe.
I think some of them might be lies.
They sound believable to me.
Yeah.
Except for the ones I'm a part of.
Yes, right. Well, you're a part of a lot of them.
Every single one.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What's your faith level that the Eagles are not going to collapse in 20 like they did in 23 this year? Your faith level that they won't collapse. Very high at 20%, relatively high at 36%, and not high at all at 44%. Why don't you talk about our friends at Stateside?
Hey, football season is in full swing, and we're bringing you the tailgate must-have. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
The Sarge and the turkey baster and the gravy was a little
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that was a little much.
Little much. Well, when you think of Thanksgiving, you must hear a message from one of the guys that spreads holiday cheer everywhere.
Yeah.
Mad Mike, you're on WIP. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Spike, if you stopped sobbing gently about the Sixers 40-point thrashing last night. Oh, Embiid, are you going to come back and save me? Loser.
Are you Cowboy Jim now? Is that what the bit is?
You guys stay on your side. 9-8, stay on your side. And then they get thrashed by
40. What are you
40.
Talking you about?
You deserved it for that tweet last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, uh-oh. You just lost all your juice, man. I didn't say they were going to win.
No, you said, oh, guys, they're only 9-8. You can't abandon them yet.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said, though.
You definitely said that.
It's exactly what you said.
No, it's not what I said. I said, watch.
Exactly
no,
what you said.
Shut up. You has been caller. You haven't been good in 3 years. All I said was,
gloves are off.
Yeah, all I said, well, I know you don't have a bit anymore. It all said, you're ripping off Cowboy Jim's bit. All I said was, watch the team for the young guys instead of worrying about whether George and Embiid are out. That's what I said.
Okay, sure. But anyway, I'm just happy that the Eagles.
Yeah, nobody cares. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. He sucks now. Mad Mike sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, where did he come from? So no Super Bowl. We don't hear from this dude like forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all of a sudden. Well, see, it's sort of like CJ. When Jalen became Super Bowl MVP, OG Wade didn't have anything to fight about anymore. And then when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, all of Mad Mike's criticism sounded ridiculous, and he never found a new bit. Like, this year has actually been good for OG Wade because people have started to doubt Jalen, and it gave him a purpose in life again. I don't know what Mad Mike's purpose is. Reading my Twitter from last night? Like, who cares, you know?
Man, that dude sucks.
He good sucks. Lord. He sucks. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can have takes, you can have your opinions about whatever player, even if they won. There's just information abundance for us to pull from and have conversations. But for him to come out of nowhere, that was like, what? Like, I hadn't heard that name in forever.
Yeah.
But forget that dude. Hope he has a great Thanksgiving living in his mom's basement. Man, he threw me off. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I hope y'all have a great time.
Happy Thanksgiving,
same
with
you,
CJ.
Brother. Yes, sir.
I do have a question for how I'm going to present this. So I know, Spike, you feel like the coaches are handcuffed because of what the QB can't do or doesn't like to do.
Well,
right?
Yes. And I want to add in, I also think they're handcuffed because they can't run the ball. Like, I think right, that cool. is the biggest issue is they can't run the ball. It's sort of like this. I would put it to you just to make it not all about Jalen, is that if the Rams issue was the offensive line and they needed Matt Stafford to be able to run the read option, they wouldn't be able to do it because he doesn't have the ability to do it. So I do think if the Eagles' option at this point, if the best thing they could do would be to throw the ball all over the field, I think they're handcuffed because they don't have a quarterback who can do it. So that, yes, that is the longer version of what you said.
Okay. And Ike, your thing is we shouldn't expect anything more out of Jalen than who he is. He just wins, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. So here's the problem that we have now for the other people, not the Mad Mikes of the world, for the people who are like, hey, I just want to be realistic when people just kill me,
yeah.
When he just wins.
Yep.
So people were saying Jalen got carried and Nick, both of them are in the same basket. They got carried by all the talent on the team.
Sure.
When we turn around and we look at it now, we're like, okay, the offensive line isn't the best in the world. The run game isn't the best in the world. My quarterback has been told to me, be top seven, I'll be fair. Top seven, top 10-ish. Paid in the top 10-ish. I got two great receivers and a pretty good tight end. Why can't, and I got a coach that was hired on the merit of being an offensive mind. Why the hell can't we pass the ball? Now, I know you're going to say the line. Mm-hmm. Look at Cincinnati. Even though they don't win, they can move the ball to help the defense to where we're not just third down, three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. We're saying we don't care about quote-unquote stats. Now, Jack does because he's anal. But we're looking and saying, okay, why can't he carry us some? Mm-hmm. Because this is where you're supposed to pick him up and put him on your back some and say, hey, well, I can move the ball. We don't still got to score 30 points a game, but you should be able to get more than just three and outs.
I agree with that.
That's the question now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually agree with that. I think there are areas where you certainly want to see the passing game do more. Here's my pushback comes, CJ, from when it's sometimes unrealistic. Like, if I were to look at Jalen's numbers, and obviously you just can't look at numbers. We watch the games, and you can't lead the league in three and outs and talk about how great the passing game is. I totally understand that. I'm saying coming off a game like Sunday, he completes almost 70% of his passes. He accounts for three touchdowns, no turnovers, and 290 yards, and could have very easily been over 300 yards if not for penalties calling back plays that he actually completed passes, and they were penalties that had nothing to do with him. Procedure, face mask, stuff like that, right? So when I see that, I say, well, Jalen has done sort of what I expected him to do. If I told you before the game he was going to go 27 for 39 and throw for 300 yards and account for three touchdowns and no turnovers, you'd be like, okay, that should be enough to win. What is everybody else doing?
That's fair, and that's where it comes in, the other person in his basket with him that everybody keeps saying get carried. Nick, this has been his offense. And you can't scheme people open. Now, Spike, I heard you get on the guy earlier about defense can scheme up pressure.
Wow.
Yeah, you can snap, but I'm going to say this.
Yeah, yeah.
There is something to getting some receivers open. When you have all the receivers that we have, you should be able to get somebody open.
Well,
I'm just saying, there's too much tape, there's too much film on our receivers running either the same route. This last game, they put AJ in the middle. They put him in the slot. It was something different. It kind of moved. The problem is not so much the first 15 plays that are scripted. It's the once the defense adjusts to us, what are we doing?
Yeah,
we've always,
regardless of the offensive coordinator, had a simple offense. And I would contend the biggest difference, which is why we said last year, why I said yesterday, is he has run the ball less this year, especially in designed runs, than he ever has. His best year in 2022, he threw what, 24 touchdown passes?
22.
22 touchdown passes, but he ran the ball 165 times in 15 games. 165 times. We've played 11 games and he's ran the ball 80. And I don't know how many of those were designed runs, but that is a significant, you go from running 165 to probably, looking at the numbers, probably running 120.
That's probably going to finish up around.
Yeah, that's a significant difference. And it's a significant, it is a change. It's not just a change in the yardage, right? It's a change in what the defense has to worry about. And it is, I take you back to Chip Kelly. And one thing that Chip Kelly had right, his offense was incredibly simple, Chips. Chips was about pace and was about numbers. And his whole thing was, if the quarterback can run, that gives me one more person than you do to account for. And there's always going to be somebody open. If the quarterback can run, then and they have everybody covered, then he can run, and he's cool. If they have somebody watching him, then one of the receivers is going to be open. I do think one of the issues with Jalen is that they have, and I understand why they have, because they don't want him to get hurt. I get it. But they've pulled so far back on the quarterback running stuff that we have taken away something that made him good in the first place. And I think it has really hurt, that along with not being able to block anybody. I just think, CJ, real quick, give us your hottest food take for next question today.
My hottest food take, Jack, you said something just from the delegation. You said, what's the difference between dressing and stuffing? Dressing is made with true cornbread. I'm just come out of the box.
I'm a cornbread head.
Now, the biggest thing I will say is this. The doggone pumpkin. Pumpkin is trash. Pumpkin pies, pumpkin lattes.
Yeah.
That only one hurts. Sweet potato.
Yep. Totally agree.
Spoken. We give you sweet potato pies.
No, we're on sweet potato pies, yeah. Yeah,
we don't do no pumpkin. You can keep that. You know, you can go look at it and take a picture with it.
So I mean, the biggest difference, because a let me dig into this a little bit, CJ.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy a pumpkin pie. I do enjoy a sweet potato pie. They taste similarly. I would say the difference is probably more consistency because you season them the same. It's cinnamon, sugar, all that kind of stuff. Would you say a sweet potato pie is just a firmer than a pumpkin pie? Is that the biggest difference, would you say?
It's firmer, and I mean, that is a good analogy for us. What we need, we like things that are firm, they have good shape to them, robust sticks, as you would say. But when you got Starbucks talking about, hey, come get pumpkin and pumpkin lattes, and that ain't what the seasonings we looking for. We want something that got some flavor to it, some thickness to it,
nice,
and something that's going to put me to sleep in front of these bad football games with the Cowboys playing.
Talk to me.
Hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
All right,
too, CJ.
Pumpkin is trash is a good hot take. So I'm not
a big pumpkin fan.
Our next question today is, what is your hottest food take with Thanksgiving tomorrow? And the winner will get either a black Philadelphia Eagles crew neck, a black Philadelphia Eagles skull cap for the winner, because it is a blackout on Friday. Mm-hmm. If you're going to the game, they want you to wear black. If you need black Eagles gear, you can go to any of the Eagles pro shops. Just to clarify, because the Mad Mike thing pissed me off.
Okay. Nice.
This is specifically what my tweet said that he was crying about.
Hmm.
Now, this was in relation
By the way, Jack agreed with Mad Mike.
I was just trolling Spike.
Yes. Okay. I just want to be clear. This was in relation specifically to Joel Embiid and Paul George being ruled out yesterday, and everybody was having a meltdown about it. I said, for everyone melting down over this, I propose to you, for your sanity, the open your heart plan for the 25-26 Sixers. Do not care or expect these guys to play. Watch the young guys and be invested in their development. There was nothing about that they're going to be good or win. Watch
or 9-8.
Or 9-8. Or watch for Jared McCain. You know, we saw a better Jared McCain. Yep. Now, look, that game last night was terrible.
Bad. Yeah,
it was terrible,
bad.
But they're missing... They're missing Embiid, George. Okay, we'll put that to the side. Missing Oubre. Watford got hurt. They're missing their backup center in Bona.
Edgecombe.
And Edgecombe. So they're missing four of their starters. I don't know what to say with last night.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad enough we had to watch that on that court.
Oh, those courts, the NBA Cup
like
courts.
I'm tired of it.
Oh, they're just absolutely terrible.
It was
terrible.
Great to see. Listen, our boy Drummond, man.
Oh, hitting the corner threes?
Now, not only that, you see him square up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he looked like the Fighting Irish guy. He was like, hey, you want to throw a fist, see? And he got Suggs thrown out of the game. And then they kicked our ass the whole rest of the game.
And, yeah, it still didn't help.
And, you know, one thing, I have caved on this. Paul George is back for two games, and now he has a sprained ankle. Like, it's not even the knee thing again.
Yeah.
Dude, you either want to... I'm done.
I'm telling you, he doesn't want to play because Embiid's not playing.
Send him home.
Yep.
Enough. I don't want to see his... and I have nothing against him personally.
No, we don't need him in the way.
Yeah, I don't want to see his name on the injury report anymore.
Yep.
I don't want to see him on the bench. Like, the guy obviously does, and I am very conscious of and empathetic to players with injuries, but he doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play.
He's not wearing that 8 for Kobe. That's completely out.
No. You don't practice. You don't practice fully for 4 weeks. To play.
Yeah, and then play a game or two, and then you're out again.
20 minutes each game.
Yeah,
you don't have to play back to backs.
Yeah.
You only have to play 20 minutes. All we really want you to do is play defense, stand in the corner, and shoot.
Shoot a jumper. Yeah,
it's like I am enough. It was a screw up. It was a bad signing. He's not interested in playing. He is fine. No more. Uncle. Joel Embiid, I still care about as a person, as a player. Paul George is not a Sixer.
Nope.
Was never a Sixer.
Nope.
Has not played enough.
Nope.
Get out of here.
Man, it's just like Horford. Except Horford actually
even
played.
Horford played.
Was better.
At least Horford actually did something while he was here.
Sure, he also sabotaged the season.
He did.
He got Embiid to tell the crowd to shut the bleep up.
He did.
I mean, he was talking about a rat. Yeah, what are you talking about? Scandrick here from the Cowboys. This guy came from the Celtics and tried to destroy the team.
And then basically took the next season off in OKC and then went back to the Celtics and won a championship.
And he was great.
Yes.
Yep.
Get him out. Horford's not even here. Get him out of here. All right. 215-592-9494. Jaws joins us next for a special Wednesday appearance. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real quick, where you can catch Tornado Shapiro and his buddy, Joe Conklin. You can get a Joe Coughlin's Comedy Show at the Uptown Theater in Westchester with Norm Klar and Brandon Donegan on Thursday, January 15th. You know where to get your tickets at. JoeCoughlin.com.
You know, one day he's going to work Tornado into his
one day he will, yeah.
How would you do that? Tornado's a completely separate guy.
That's exactly true.
Yeah.
I've been talking about my friends at Scott Auto Group, where I bought my first car and my current car. Get ready to celebrate the holidays in style with the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Right now, you can lease the all-new 2025 Kia Sportage Hybrid EX all-wheel drive for $255 a month, or the all-new 2025 Kia Telluride S for $265 a month for 24 months. Check out Scott Kia of Springfield or the newly opened Scott Kia of Limerick, where it's always smooth sailing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.